Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew, and tonight I'd like to welcome back to the show, editor at UnicusMagazine.com, author and host of the Unicus Radio Hour, Robert Stanley. How are you doing tonight, Robert?
I'm well, Chris. Thanks for having me back.
Well, thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking the time. I've got a lot to talk about tonight. There's a lot going on, but for people who may not be as familiar with you, could you just give us a little bit about your background as it pertains to what kind of opened your eyes to, you know, the world behind our world and made you realize that things aren't quite the way they seem?
I wouldn't say it's just one event. It's more of a series of things, and I just, you know, pretty typical of most people. But the most profound event was September 21st, 1985, when I was living and working in Malibu. And I got to actually see other dimensional beings. And it seemed to progress from there as far as, you know, my curiosity was piqued, to say the least, what these entities were, what they really were, what they were, why they were hiding, basically, and interacting with us, usually in a negative manner, not always. I mean, I would say there's good and bad, based on what I've experienced and researched for now, God, I don't know, over three decades. So, and, you know, that's ultimately how I became involved in reporting this. Back in the early 90s is when I started as the editor of Unicus Magazine. And that was in print for a number of years. And then we gradually moved it over to the internet as that was becoming a thing for everybody. And that's where it's at now. It's kind of evolved into far more than a magazine. I've published books and articles, as well as done a lot of interviews like this, but also for radio, television, and that's how I ended up doing my own show.
Now, you said that you actually saw entities. Could you tell us a little bit about that? I know you've probably told this story hundreds of times, but for those who may not have heard it.
Yeah. Well, it was when I was working security on the beach in Malibu, and there was a boy there. I guess, you know, some people would say he was possessed. Other people say he was suffering from schizophrenia. Either way, he was having really some serious issues. And I didn't really understand what was happening at the time. But I'm trying to summarize this because I don't want to spend a whole hour just talking about it again. I think he was hearing voices. And that would have to be these entities. And what I saw briefly, when I was interacting with the boy and his grandparents, was that they look like they were just dark, floating towards the top of the ceiling, and I only saw them briefly, but it was enough to get my interest to the point where I knew that something was going on. At first, I didn't want to believe it; I just thought it was just a, you know, figment of my imagination. But ultimately, I learned that a lot of people see these things, and so and they've got different names, but different cultures have used different names over different periods of time. But after I encountered those things, I ended up going on top of the mountain that night and meditating or praying or whatever you want to call it, and having an out-of-body experience and encountering an entity that looked human. He said he was my father, which made no sense at all. And that's what really, I mean, totally got my curiosity up as to, you know, who are these entities? How is it that they can exist here and yet we don't really seem to know much about them? Why would they be hiding? You know, it was a whole host of questions that came up. And I'm still not sure what the answer is on this, because I know there's a lot of competing theories about the dark side and the opposing light side of the force. So it's just, in some way, I don't feel like I'm any closer to having an authentic explanation. I, you know, and like I said, I've been researching this for over three decades, and I'm still finding new perspectives on this. Some people are adamant that they have all the answers and they write, you know, long books or articles or whatever, and they're adamant, but that doesn't mean that it's accurate or authentic.
Now, it seems that nowadays we're seeing more of the malevolent side of control, especially where things are going with technology and overall control. But how long do you think that the malevolent side was the predominant side of control?
It's impossible to say. The records that we have available to us are very limited, and I think badly distorted. The ones that we do have are very, very distorted, if not just outright fabrications.
Right.
That's my opinion of it. And so I really can't answer that question. I don't think anybody can. It's just, we're not supposed to know these things for some reason, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah, it seems that, you know, a lot of this knowledge we're not supposed to know. But, it, you know, nowadays, more people are waking up to things aren't right around the, you know, in their in their own world. They're seeing this more. And it seems like maybe this agenda is being steered in a certain direction. Maybe some of it is intentionally being released. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I do think there's the competing forces of good and evil, light, dark, whatever you want to call it. And the good guys really want us to know what's going on, who we really are. And hopefully we can make good choices going forward. But obviously the dark side doesn't want that to happen. And they're acting increasingly desperate to retain control over us. So they're just doubling down on lies, manipulation, confusion, fear, all that silliness.
Going back to, you know, the beginning, do you think that this planet has always been sort of like either a prison or some sort of experiment? What do you think that our existence on Earth is about?
Well, my opinion is changing because based on new information that's being presented to me.
Okay.
Okay, and so recently, you know, if you go to my website at unicusmagazine.com, I'm using that homepage more like a bulletin board these days, and I'm just putting up stuff that's new, possibly relevant for discussion or consideration. There's a particular book up there called The Way Home. The author makes some pretty wild claims. But his perspective is that we're all fallen angels that followed Lucifer during the rebellion in heaven and that we lost. And that ultimately that's why we were imprisoned here. Which at first glance you're going to say, oh, that's ridiculous. Well, but if you really stop and think about it, you look around at what's going on, it actually does kind of make sense to me that could have been the case. Of course, we can't prove it. Again, because we don't have the accurate records, nobody wants to confess, or actually validate this. Because if that's the case, of course, the fallen ones that are here, meaning all of us, especially the leaders of the rebellion, they're not going to admit that to us. You know, criminals never do, by the way, even when they're caught. They typically never admit to their crimes.
So that's an idea that our consciousness could actually be that of the fallen angels? Is that?
Yep. And that happened before we came here. Well, again, we really didn't come here. We were put here. We were quarantined here in this prison. Why? According to this book, The Way Home, the author says that this was not punishment as much as it was an opportunity for us to be rehabilitated. But that was completely up to us. If we wanted to continue to follow Lucifer and the dark side of the force, this rebellion, the war in heaven, at some point we would be terminated, executed on a soul level because we're simply too dangerous to all of creation. If you stop and think about it, that's a benevolent way of dealing with a very bad situation. So if someone in your family became homicidal, your first instinct wouldn't be to just kill them. You would want to care for them and hopefully rehabilitate them so that they could ultimately rejoin the family in a healthy manner.
Right.
So you would put them in a prison and give them whatever kind of therapy and assistance and hope that they choose to or somehow manage to rehabilitate. And that's what allegedly what's happened here. And unfortunately, we're not doing so hot. You know, I do think there's some souls over the period of whatever, how long this particular prison has been established for, if that's really what it is. Obviously, there's some souls that have been rehabilitated over that period of time and they've left and we don't hear anything about them because they're gone. They're not coming back. You know, things haven't changed that much. It was, you know, other than the fact that we've really messed it up. And it's an example to us. If you want to be, you know, just really sober about the whole thing, brutally honest, if we were to project our current system of life, so-called civilization, to other worlds and beyond, we would just continue to wreak havoc. Just like we did on this world, we would just pollute and distort and destroy everything in our path. So that kind of lends credence to the concept or the possibility that we really are the fallen angels, that we are really are rebels. Now, doesn't mean everybody is dangerous. You know, when you look at a prison system, there are some people that are really considerably good. They're in there and they're learning a lesson and they're even doing extra credit. And ultimately they get released early on parole for good behavior. Whereas at the opposite end of that, you have what they call hardened criminals that are so bad that ultimately they have to go to like a, you know, a maximum security section or they're isolated entirely in what they call solitary confinement. So there's various degrees of evil think of it as parasitic. There's something wrong with their souls. I do think it's an infection or distortion that we weren't created that way, that something happened to cause this defect.
Very interesting. Now, do you think that it's still reincarnation, that we're still going to be the same souls being reincarnated? And also, what about new souls coming in? Are they also fallen angels?
Yeah, apparently there's a holding area where the souls, you know, depending on how well they're doing here, sometimes they're not immediately shuffled right back in. And also because of the conditions of this particular prison / classroom. Yeah, it's always going to be the same soul under different circumstances, but within reason. I mean, the only reason what we would come back here in a physical form like this is because we haven't finished being rehabilitated. So we have to be given another opportunity to continue that lesson or those lessons on an individual basis.
Now, do you think there are people that are coming in, or not necessarily even people, but they don't have a soul? They're just sort of soulless, part of what we are here.
Okay, so this gets back to the concept that people are putting out there about the Matrix, and I've talked about it a lot. You know, I do think there's some validity to that. Of course, there's a lot of different perspectives as to what it is. But it seems possible that the Matrix was actually set up as part of the prison. It is the prison. And that's why it's separate from creation. So, you know, for a while there, I thought it was actually something the dark side had done to basically hide out in. That you know, that they were, it was part of, I knew it was part of this conflict, the war in heaven, as it's called, we call it. But I didn't really fully understand it. And again, I'm not sure that this is accurate, but I'm willing to consider the possibility that the prison, just like, you know, look, when people are in prison and they get out, they call that the outside of the prison, they call it the real world. And a lot of them don't feel comfortable in the real world once they get out. If they've been in there a long time and once they get out, they want to get back in. So there are some of the souls here that actually choose to stay because they can't handle, they just the thought, even the thought of leaving this prison is, it frightens them.
So do you think that there is a divine source of creation, or is it just the universe kind of that is the creation?
Well, it's all consciousness, if that's what you mean. And yeah, of course there has to be some, I mean, it's just a loaded term, divinity. I think it's more just the, what I look at it as more as what is healthy versus what is unhealthy. What is resonant versus dissonance? What is sustainable versus unsustainable? You know, and I know in this world, duality is so prevalent that people here, souls here, come to believe that the entire creation is like this. And I just don't think that's the case. I think it's very isolated. And otherwise, I think all of creation would have collapsed a long time ago if it was really that much of a chaotic conflict internally to creation.
So what are your thoughts on actual extraterrestrials?
That's a good question. I don't know. Because if we're under quarantine, that's a very good question. Where are these things coming from? It's possible that they're just, the dark overlords are just trying to make themselves look as though they're coming from somewhere else when they're really just stuck here with the rest of us.
Right.
And that, right. So it's, and which might explain why all the secrecy, you know, it is the most top secret thing of, not just for the US, for in all the world governments. Stephen Greer has done a pretty good job explaining how bad things are, but I don't think he tells the entire story as to how it got there.
Right.
I really don't think he's got a handle on that, or he's for some reason doesn't want to admit that there's it's not just some rogue group that did this. You know, that all extraterrestrials are benevolent and that just a few handful of men here are evil.
Right.
It's a little more complicated than that.
Yeah, and they could have us looking out to the stars when the entities, like you said, they could be here the whole time.
Well, so there's a lot of different entities reported to being here. And they want us to believe that they're coming from somewhere else. But well, who comes and visits a prison other than your family? So if they are coming here and they're not, you know, if they really are coming from outside, then I can't imagine what their purpose would be. I don't think that if it is a prison, you don't let more criminals come and visit. You would be incarcerating them, sure. But this is why it's very convoluted. The whole thing is very difficult to comprehend because it's just so many lies stacked on top of each other. And whatever the problem is, it's not resolved. And it's not going to happen with so-called disclosure through the New York Times or to the Stars Academy or CIA. None of those guys are in a position to really break through this embargo on truth.
Right. And lately I've been wondering if a lot of the abduction phenomenon may just be military abductions. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, it goes back to what I said before. If we're in a prison here, of course there are going to be like all kinds of silly things going on that are simply internal. You know, internal affairs. It's not like we've been led to believe that they're just coming here to harvest certain things that they need from outside. Because if they're that advanced, I just don't see why that they would need to be doing abductions and mutilations and stuff like that. It doesn't make any sense.
And it seems that in our ancient past, we had more, I guess you could say, contact with these beings, and they wanted us to think that they were gods, and they wanted us to worship them. What do you think happened to where we're not making that direct contact anymore?
Yeah, well, the so-called gods, I think, are the fallen angels. That's kind of what I'm leaning towards now. But again, in this book that I've got posted on the website there at unicusmagazine.com, The Way Home, the author says that we all have the ability to telepathically communicate with the Creator. That was our natural birthright. And it's been kind of lost or diminished because of the dark side here wanting to continue to control us. So one of the things that came out of reading that was I realized there's a distinction. Religion wants us to believe in God. Spirituality teaches us how to know God, and this through direct communication. And I would urge people, anybody who wants to read that book, it's free. But realize it's not religious. In fact, it's anti-religious, which does, I know at first glance, you're like, wait a minute, how can this individual be talking about Jesus and the Bible and Moses and all that stuff without it being religious? And well, there's a real easy answer to that. Religion is designed to divide mankind by the dark side. The various religions that came out of historic events that are a key to us understanding who we really are, that all had to be distorted. So religion is a weaponized form of spirituality and history.
Right. Certainly. And, you know, they've changed history so much. We don't even know anymore what real history is. You know, the kids growing up don't have a chance of knowing what real history is. Who do you think Lucifer was?
Okay, well, we got a really bad delay on this.
Oh, sorry.
At least that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing a delay on my end.
I asked, who do you think Lucifer
was? I heard what you said. I'm just thinking about it. He obviously goes by many different names. But I prefer to call him Enki because that's what most people seem to know that name.
Right.
And he's been busy, I would have to say, you know, blaming everybody else except himself for the rebellion. But I do think he started it. And for various reasons, okay, it's hard to say for sure because obviously he's not coming forward. And the people that have contacted me claiming to be Enki, I don't think they are. I know they think they are, but it feels like I'm living in a freaking insane asylum sometimes when I think about, if I think about it too much.
Well, now, do you think it is like the Sumerian mythos? Did he have a brother Enlil with the father Anu? I mean, is there a kind of a tug of war situation again for power on this planet?
The way Sitchin presented it on behalf of Enki, he's the victim of his family, his brother, his dad. His dad and his brother supposedly ganged up on him. But the newest thing that's out there right now is that now he's saying that he's a victim of his firstborn son. And he's known by, this guy's known by various names, Marduk, Ra, possibly even Satan. But he's very prevalent here on this world as well. And so that's the newest thing that's coming through. People that are pro-Enki is like he's a victim. But now he's blaming his firstborn son for all the ills here on this planet.
And do you think he is an actual physical being or can actually manifest in physical form?
Yeah, I do. We all have a soul. Obviously, we've taken many forms over many lifetimes, but we really are just souls. And the same is true for Enki or Lucifer. It's just that he's gone off on a tangent for whatever reason. And I've tried to figure this out. I'm not really sure what is the story, but, you know, something's wrong with him. And he caused this rebellion. And a lot of us decided to to follow him into this place where he was going to be the leader. And didn't turn out so hot.
Right. Now, it seems like our whole planet, if you look at history, in the times of Atlantis, there's supposedly open magic. And then magic got suppressed, and we weren't supposed to use magic. But the elite seem to use magic all the time on us, you know, through Hollywood, through the technology. Is that something that you would agree with?
Yeah, it's entrainment, enchantment, sophistry. Those are all the names for the same thing. Mind control. Yeah, we're all basically targeted individuals, but that doesn't excuse our behavior. Right now, there's there's a momentum for people to want to see themselves as victims and engage in the blame game.
Right.
Rather than taking responsibility for their own behavior.
That's one thing that could change everything in our world if we just changed ourselves, if we just started with ourselves and made ourselves better, made ourselves happier. But it seems there's a movement to keep us all from doing that because there's power behind it.
Well, it's not just power. It would liberate us. At some point, we would actually figure it out and behave differently and then be released from the prison. And we would no longer be under the control of this rebellion, the dark side.
Now, for the technology that we have now, do you think that we acquired it at some point after World War II through the German secret societies and what they were doing?
Well, you have to be clear about who we are.
Well, our deep state, our the technology that we're not supposed to know about.
Yeah, they've always had it. As soon as we were put here, they Anki and his people, they already knew how to develop technology. The only reason it was permitted, my understanding of at this point, the only reason the benevolent beings allowed the dark fallen ones here to develop those types of technologies was to just prove the point that they are criminals. And that they have not changed their behavior, that they're simply just continuing. I mean, and what do you expect? You know, like I said, if you put somebody in prison, if they're really bad, they typically, what do? They make weapons, right? Inside the prison, out of anything they can get their hands on. And more importantly, they also have like a little mafia going on inside the prison. They have competing individual groups, they're competing for power and control inside the prison system, right?
Right. Definitely.
So I think that's what's going on here. Yeah, I don't think it was given to us. It's just a natural part of being criminals is they develop these weapon systems wherever they go, even if they're in prison.
Now, do you think that Hitler had direct contact with possibly Enki?
Allegedly. Again, this is what I'm saying. Things keep changing depending on what information. I know what you're talking about. It's in the public record. I don't know if that's accurate. Nobody can validate it. But think about what I'm saying. If we were all here together in this prison system, in this main, everybody's had exposure to Enki and or his direct reports. You know, his administration is in control here to a large extent, but they're also limited at what they can do, not only here, but for sure outside the prison. They don't have much influence anymore. Otherwise, it wouldn't be much of a prison.
Now, do you think that we have a secret space program that's active and that's been active for decades.
I think somebody wants us to believe that.
Interesting.
I think the dark side really wants us to believe that there are more. I know this is, I'm saying things are getting weirder by the moment here with what I'm being exposed to. Because that's the thing, you got to watch what you ask for. If you really want to know the truth, you may not be happy with the answer.
Are there other planets outside of Earth? Is there, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So do you think that?
But I don't think we have access to it. Think about it this way. Look, if you're in prison, you know there's a whole nother, there's everything on the outside is there. You know it's there. You just can't access it.
Interesting. So there is no way that we have access to even the moon. That this is a complete,
I think it prison. Would be limited. Well, I don't know how big the prison is. It may extend to Mars or whatever, but this would also explain why a lot of people cannot astrally project very far.
Why would you say
that? The remote viewing is not unlimited for us. Well, because if it's a prison, it's not just for our physical body. It would have to be for our souls. We can't just leave our bodies and then exit the prison.
Very interesting.
Yeah, look, the grid, Wes Penray talks about the grid that's what he called the soul trap.
Right.
He blames that on Enki, and he claims that that's part of the matrix that was here designed to keep us in, to serve this illegitimate empire, the rebel empire, okay? So in some ways, Wes has already sort of set the table for that possibility that we are part of that rebellion, and we're being contained here or restrained or whatever you want to call it. But it turns out in 2004, I think it was, or was it 2014? Anyway, relatively recently, and I've got the articles, it made the newspapers, the regular mainstream news reported that there was this, they discovered this shield or belt of energy, not the Van Allen radiation belts, okay? There's some other energy shield or net or something, whatever you want to call it, that surrounds the Earth-Moon system. Yeah. And they said it looked like something out of Star Trek, and they had no idea what it was for or how it got there.
Where do you think we're going with the this QAnon phenomenon? Do you think that there's going to be some major changes? Do you think that they're really going to be, you know, supposedly cleaning house in the cabal? What are your thoughts on all that?
Well, again, if it's a prison system, then we're not going to just break out anytime soon. I think there's a lot of distractions that are going on. I do think that the dark side really wants to somehow break out. I think they've been trying to break out of the prison for a long time using various means. And that, of course, they're not going to tell us the whole story, but I think that the benevolent beings do want us to have one final chance to get it right, so that the maximum number of souls can ultimately leave this prison. And what that means is that there's going to be a lot of different things that are, I mean, basically everything is going to be revealed here. And anybody who wants to continue down the path of the dark side is welcome to do that, but it's a dead end, literally. Now, I'm starting to see it's not just a bad idea. It could be a death sentence, really, literally. You're signing your own death warrant if you go down that path, the so-called singularity. I don't trust QAnon. There's no reason to. In fact, it feels like an artificial intelligence to me.
Right. Individually, is there a way to free ourselves within, you know, a matter of a lifetime or two?
Yeah. Yeah, believe it or not. It's, again, this is why I put that book up on the website, The Way Home. A lot of people ask me this, how they want to get out of the matrix. And I've offered up some possible ideas, or, well, not even ideas. I've told people, and you probably remember I said this, be calm, kind, and creative. because that causes you to be more resonant with a positivity and peacefulness and, you know, the light side of the force. But apparently that's not enough. We were given these commands on how to behave. It's a guideline. It has nothing to do with religion as much as it is a roadmap out. You know, so there's actually 12 commandments, according to this book, that we need to follow. Commands from the Creator. If we can follow that, then we have demonstrated by our own free will that we are willing to change our ways, and we're capable of changing our ways, I should say, so that we're no longer a threat to creation, and therefore we're eligible for being released.
And you had mentioned the benevolent entities. Are these also fallen angels that are caught with us, or are they different type of entities, you believe?
Yeah, that's a good question. No, there's benevolent beings outside the prison. They're trying to do their best to help us, for any of us who are, you know, struggling and open to assistance, asking for help. But then again, some of the prisoners here, the fallen angels that have risen up and realized that the error of their ways, some of them are still here and are assisting us as well, because they realize how dire the situation is, and they don't want to just say, well, I've earned my parole, see you later, suckers. It's not like that. I think that it's actually incumbent, if I read this book correctly, it's incumbent upon us who are fallen angels to assist the rest of the fallen angels who are needing assistance in order to get with the program while there's still time.
Now, do you think that the rollout of such technologies like 5G, do you think that this is being used to kind of suppress our ability to break out at any point?
Well, I don't think we're going to break out. Well, right. The only way we can earn our release is through following, you know, a spiritual path and reconnecting with the Creator on His terms or its terms, whatever you want to call it. And that those are the prerequisites. Now, are these technologies that are developed by the dark side inhibiting us? Yeah, of course. It's distracting us, to say the least. As I said before, I think we're all targeted individuals because we're here. And these dark forces really don't want too many of us to just simply go free, you know, because then their little rebel empire is just crumbling.
Do you think that they're using CERN and quantum computing to possibly contact these entities?
Well, they're trying desperately to figure out a way to get out of the prison, and if they can't leave, they're going to try and shield themselves from the judgment day, the light that's going to emanate from, I don't know where it's coming from, exterminate everything that the dark side has built here, including the souls of the fallen ones themselves. And this is one of the reasons that the singularity, they're pushing this idea, this secular humanist, transhumanist, whatever agenda, this supposedly we can download our souls into a chip inside of a hardened technology. I don't think it could possibly survive what is coming, but they're desperate, so they have to try these different methods.
Do you think that there are alternate timelines that have either been created or always existed?
Yeah, sure, but that doesn't, again, I know that they're trying to create alternative timelines where that will allow them to break out of the prison, but I don't think it's working.
So where do you see us as a society going in the next 5 years?
That's assuming we have 5 years.
So
the way it was shown to me, when I asked, since you asked, Chris, when I asked the benevolent beings that I've had, I feel that I'm in contact with, they showed me what was coming, that there was waves of energy washing over the planet, and that this would continue for a period of time. Now, this was 2013. I was just asking a question. How is this going to be resolved? Part of the process is there's these waves of energy washing over us. We saw this happen in November 11th of 2018. The entire planet shook for 20 minutes. Nobody felt it, yet it registered on scientific equipment. And that was just one of a number of events where the entire planet was being shaken up by these waves of energy coming from God knows where. But what it's doing is it is waking people up on a soul level and allowing them to see things for what they really are. As you can just, you must have noticed now, everything is being revealed. And the reason that's happening is because by 2022, everybody's going to know exactly what the game is. And they're going to have to make a decision at that point as to what do they want to do? Do they want to knowingly continue to serve the dark side, or do they want to move back into the light side of the force and work with them?
And at that point, I mean, you said we may not have 5 years. What could possibly happen?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, it depends. It really depends on who you talk to. I'm not sure. All I know is it's going to be a huge change, and that we're not going to continue to live in duality. Those of us who choose the light can no longer live with those who are in darkness. It's just insane. Why would you do that to somebody? You know, you don't. Once a person in prison has been rehabilitated, you don't keep them there. You let them out. And that's it. So I don't know if we're going to leave this world or the dark side is going to be eradicated entirely. That's not up to me. All I'm saying is that the next few years are extremely critical for everybody, whether they like it or not.
Right. I mean, you can definitely sense that there are big changes on the horizon. And we're experiencing a lot of earth changes right now. And would this be also a side effect of the waves of energy you were speaking about?
Yeah. Supposedly the whole planet, our solar system, is a bubble of energy. And it's entered a larger cloud of energy. So there's something happening, and I'm sure this was all timed for a specific reason that most of us are completely ignorant of. But NASA calls it the fluff, this cloud of energy we're in. Some people also call it the photon belt. And other people have said that we still have yet to do the crossing of the equator of this particular galaxy, that our solar system is basically going to be completely reorganized, a lot like shuffling a deck of cards.
Very interesting. So passing through this area, do you see that we're going to maybe possibly have any type of major cataclysms here on Earth because of this?
Unfortunately. I mean, but that's not unusual for this world. You know, we've had a lot of extinctions and ice ages or mini ice ages. And of course, it doesn't help that certain individuals are trying to weaponize the weather.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, we've had a lot of kind of red flag events with the California fires and some of the other anomalous events that have happened. Do you think that that's intentionally been caused?
Sure. The dark side is all about destruction, deception, manipulation. They're not going to stop. They can't. They don't know how to. You know, and ultimately, it's unsustainable. So I do think that we're in for some really shocking events, but they need to happen in order to totally wake people up that are, while they're here, take advantage of the opportunity to ultimately make a choice or choices based on reality, the truth, as opposed to lies.
So for the people who may just be waking up to all of this, who want to know what they can do to start to better themselves, to prepare for possibly anything that could be coming, take the last few minutes to kind of give your advice on what people can do to prepare themselves and get themselves in the right place.
Okay. Well, this is one of the reasons that I produce the website, unicusmagazine.com, that's the main reason, is because I do care. And I'm not saying I have all the answers, but there's a lot of clues that I put up on that website for free. So I would suggest that people go there if they're interested in learning more. But ultimately, it comes down to us individually to take responsibility for our thoughts and deeds. And the roadmap out is really not that difficult. It's important to realize that we are souls. Those of us who are souls here are spiritual beings that are multidimensional. We are probably imprisoned here and have been for some time. It's not permanent. If we choose to behave and ultimately learn our lesson, we're allowed to leave and move back out into creation. And if that is true, it's going to happen very shortly that, you know, we're going to see it. It's not going to be a question. It'll just be obvious to everybody how we got here, and ultimately, is this the path we want to continue down, which in my opinion is truly a dead end, or do we want to embrace life and light and love and liberty? And if so, how do we do that? It's really not very complicated. And like I said, this is probably our last chance, if I'm reading the tea leaves correctly, that we've already had quite a few. We've been given quite a few opportunities to change and get healthy and ultimately reunite with our family outside of the prison system that has been created here.
Right, definitely. And if everyone just stood up and just started making little changes in their own life, I mean, it could make such a difference. But like you said, you know, there may not be much time. We've been given plenty of chances.
Well, hang on a second, Chris. Yeah. You bring up a good point here. Look, it isn't really about what other people are doing. It's about what you're doing individually, what we do individually, how we feel in our heart. Because everything is transparent. There is no privacy, per se. That's an illusion. So it really is incumbent upon each and every one of us to change course, to behave well, to be good, to do good. And I mean this entirely on every moment of every day. And ultimately, here's what's really wild, is to reconnect, to get to know the Creator, to know God, our Father. Not on religious terms, not based just simply on faith alone, but to actually know Him, not believe in His existence, but to know Him through telepathy. And that the only way that an individual could do that is by shutting off devices, not watching television, spending a little time in nature, and or just being quiet. It's not about going to church. It's about opening yourself up, your heart, and making or reconnecting with the Creator. That's ultimately what's going to help get us out individually.
You're definitely right. I mean, everybody's running around with their cell phones. They're not even looking up, not even really communicating with each other. And I've recently just started meditating, and it's making a world of difference just to have a few minutes of quiet in my life. A few minutes just to comprehend everything. You know, I haven't really gotten that good at it yet. I'm kind of new to it, but it does make a world of difference.
Yeah, but meditating on what? Here's the thing. Everybody knows that there's voices in their head. And one of those voices is Lucifer. The Lucifer AI is definitely real, and it's causing people to go crazy and act badly and do stupid things. You have your own personal conscience that is being influenced by the Luciferian voices. But then again, if you listen for it, if you allow yourself to really feel the goodness of the Creator speaking to you, not just speaking, but really, really communing with the Creator, you'll hear that voice and know it's God, but the Creator, our Father, our true Father, not the Father of all lies, who approached me back in Malibu in 1985, tried to convince me he was my father. He's the Father of all lies. He's definitely the guy that caused all this problem. But that doesn't excuse my behavior. I have to take responsibility for myself, all right? So here's the thing. When I'm quiet, I have to know how to discern or distinguish between these various voices. Like channels on a radio, okay? You have to know how to tune into the channels that you want to listen to. And if you listen to some, they're very dark and disturbing. If you listen to others, they're very positive and warm and loving. So that's really where we're at, is to practice this and ultimately perfect our ability to communicate directly with our Creator and the rest of our family outside of the prison.
Very well said. And I think that's a perfect note to end on tonight. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show again, Robert. We're going to have you back on. Is there anything interesting upcoming that you'd like to talk about before you go?
Other than what we've just been talking about, that's kind of a huge topic.
Right.
So anything that's new and important, as I said, it's on my website, the homepage at unicusmagazine.com. And I do appreciate all the work you're doing. And I wish everybody the best.
All right. Thank you, Robert. And you have a great night.
You too, Chris.